We're back.
Hello.
One episode away from 52.
Oh my God, this is like your dream.
I know. And then watch episode 52. It's going to be confetti, balloons fall from the sky.
We should do something special. Like, what's something different we could do?
Dress up as mascots.
We shoot it outside.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I wonder how we would get that to work. Well, I mean, there's a way to do it.
No, that's too much work on you for no reason. It wouldn't be that different.
Exactly.
It might be awkward.
Yeah, we'll try to figure something out.
What should we do? Should we get drunk?
Oh my God, that might, to be honest, out of like those who I did, that's the easiest. but then you gotta go home.
I have to get home.
Yeah, unless you Ubered or Lyfted here.
No,
but
I'm not doing that.
We'll figure something out. It's episode 51 of the Not All Here podcast.
Yeah,
welcome back, everybody. This has been a crazy thing, but we're almost at 52, which means 52 weeks of doing this, and so it's crazy. But yeah, very interesting times that we're in. Why am I saying that? Very interesting.
I feel like that's just your go-to word.
Oh yeah,
that's interesting.
That's interesting. No, you know what? Do you have like phrases or words that you?
This water is very interesting.
Like I remember one time, growing up, I used to work at a Kroger. It's a grocery store, which I feel like they're everywhere. But then some people might not know.
They know, bro.
But. This guy, this older guy, Kroger, he was like, you know, you say wow a lot.
Wow?
Yeah. And this is like the way I would say it. I'd go, wow.
One of your coworkers?
Yeah.
So wow is just the phrase that like, you know how like when people, they kind of zone out and they're not listening and they're just like, oh, that's crazy. Damn, damn, that's crazy.
I say that too.
That was your wow?
Basically.
Wow.
And he would always say, and then I would always, after he brought it up, I started to realize how much I said it. And I was like, oh shit, I do say that a lot.
See, your podcast version of that is interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. But I was going to, do you have any phrases or anything that you say? Like that you know of?
Probably, but my mind's blanking right now. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you know any?
I feel like I do, but I can't remember. There's like a...
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, that might be one right there. I don't know, bro.
All right.
I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, I wanted to bring this up because I know we talked a little bit about this before.
Huh?
The whole, so recently, for those of you who don't know, who just don't pay attention to Spotify news or whatever. So Neil Young is a singer, right?
Classic old school rock and roll.
Can you tell me a song of his? I don't think I know one.
He's just a legendary dude. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I actually had a Neil Young submission.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
He's like a legend, and
I know he's like a legend in the game, but I'm trying to remember. But for some reason, it's funny. I just was about to make myself laugh. For some reason, I almost confused Neil Young with Neil Diamond.
I mean, they're both, you know,
yeah,
classic rock Neils. So that's.
But for those who don't know, Neil Young is...
Why did you say, oh?
But like classic rock, I guess I didn't really grow up listening to a lot of rock.
Right.
You know, unless it was like on radio or something like that.
Right.
But I'm trying to remember, think of a Neil Young song, but I don't know any like that.
Yeah. I mean, if you heard them, you'd probably be like, oh, I heard that before.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
But I just looked them up and I can't say I recognize any of these records either.
So,
but he's legendary.
Yeah, he's
old legendary. School legendary.
Old
guy.
School legend. So, for those who don't know, Spotify, of course, they've come under a lot of fire because Spotify has this deal with Joe Rogan, who, if you don't know, he's a podcaster.
They know, bro. They know.
You never know. Some people are like, who's that? But anyway, Joe Rogan, podcaster, you know, he signed a $100 million deal to be exclusive on Spotify.
Yeah.
And he has guests on there and stuff. And so, Neil Young recently. He had posted like a letter, but then deleted it where he was saying he gave Spotify an ultimatum where he was saying that Joe Rogan is spreading lies. Either you take him off of Spotify or my music disappears from Spotify. Mm-hmm. Spotify said, hey, you know, we want to give everybody a voice. We're not going to do that. And so he said, okay, bet. Letter got deleted. And then he was like, please take my music off. And they said, okay, yeah, that's cool. We'll do that. Hopefully you come back soon.
So did Spotify actually release a statement?
Yes, I think they did. Yeah, they did. Where the statement was that they want to give everybody be able to have everybody have a voice and say stuff. And because this is interesting because I wanted to talk about this. So that happens. He gets his music removed. Right. And supposedly Spotify, I think I don't think it's their, maybe their stock went down a little bit because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. they went down because of that.
Because of Neil Young.
Yeah, because of Neil Young. But
I mean, the stock market's been tanking
yeah.
in general lately. I don't even think Neil Young got the power to move the stocks. I
no,
mean,
exactly. But see, this is the thing that...
I don't know, bro.
How do you feel about this? Because I don't know. Did you see what happened today? I think it was either today or late yesterday.
No, what happened today?
So now this other singer, you might have heard her, Joni Mitchell.
Wow.
She said that she wants her music taken off because of Joe Rogan and supposedly he's spreading lies and all this. So... this is starting this thing, but this is my thing. So, but this, of course, this nobody has to take this. And I feel like I've probably said this to you a million times where I think that everybody should be allowed to say what they want. Right. Now, of course, I understand that some people feel that certain people have to be careful with what they say because of the power that they hold and what they can possibly influence people. Right.
Right.
But I kind of feel like, well, it has to be fair. It has to be fair because when Neil Young does that, he's basically saying, hey, he's trying to kind of like flex his power a little bit. He's mm-hmm. like, hey, take my music, you know, either you take him out or I'm gone, you mm-hmm. know, and it kind of becomes a slippery slope when you kind of do that. Because then if an artist sees that, they're like, oh, well, I can probably push this a certain way mm-hmm. type of thing. And Spotify is a business and they have this exclusive deal with Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. So they can't really bend to anybody. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of crazy. My question is, one, how do you feel about it? And mm-hmm. two, do you think maybe like older musicians like this, Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, continue to do it? Or is this just kind of like a one in two thing and then that's it?
So, you know, everybody's allowed their own opinion, right?
Uh-huh.
But to me, it's kind of funny, not shitting on Neil Young or not saying that he's not important.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, you know, you're one artist, you're a legend, but there's thousands of legends on Spotify.
Yeah.
So I feel like Spotify probably makes more money from Joe Rogan
yeah.
than Neil Young.
Of course.
Not that it's only about money, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird to me. Honestly, Neil Young's biggest fans probably
don't even use Spotify.
Aren't quite sure how to use Spotify.
Yeah.
They have to ask their son or their grandson.
Of course.
How do I use Spotify? Neil yeah. Young's gone? Oh, how do yeah. I?
But I understand because I feel like it'd be different if this was someone who was a bigger artist.
Right.
Kind of like a Drake.
Drake or Taylor Swift.
Or Taylor Swift or somebody like that.
I mean, more people could start to come out, but I don't know, man. It's just kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
You know, to me, he's just kind of, I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But he's kind of shooting himself in the foot. He's losing money. You know.
You know, he said that I think that Spotify streams accounted for, I think, about 60% of his income.
He's just shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah. And so
I mean, honestly, there's probably either way more far right people or, Joe Rogan doesn't really identify as a far right.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's kind of leaning that way a little bit somewhat lately. But I'm sure there's probably way more crazy, like extreme anti-vax people on Spotify than Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan, yeah.
But, you know, he's the name. And for some reason, he's become this really talking point for people to just, I don't know, just go after an attack. And
yeah,
I feel like it's the mainstream media is kind of painting him as this bad guy that he's really not. I mean,
when you really break it down, my whole thing that I always go back to, I'm like, this guy's a comedian. He's a comedian first, maybe a TV show host after that because of Fear Factor, and he does the UFC stuff. My thing is, when listening to his podcast, I more so try to listen to for the guests if they're like a scientist or a psychologist, something like that.
Exactly.
I don't really take his opinion and take it to heart because it's like at the end of the day, he's just a comedian. He's not a scientist and he's not anything. So I don't understand why people sometimes kind of take it very seriously.
They do. They take it so seriously
as if like he, you know, because he'll even say like times through podcasts, he'll look, I'm dumb. Like I don't
know.
He
says that all the time. If you listen to his podcast.
Yeah. If you listen to it, he's like, I don't know anything. I talk to these smarter people and I try to understand, you know, and get it out there. And so I guess maybe what it is people just need somebody to aim like their anger at.
Yes.
And then he's a very easy person to attack and point, you know, direct certain things.
Yes.
And because of that, people feel like he's the one who's causing all this, when really he's like a scapegoat for, you know, other people and other companies or pharmaceuticals and stuff that really are the ones that need to be aimed at, and people need to be upset.
Exactly.
And so it's real crazy. And so, like, I guess, like I said, when I first heard that Neil Young did it, I was like, one, I was like, I really don't care. Like, I'm like you said, you're hurting yourself more so than doing anything. I don't know what you're trying to prove. And then the other thing, Joni Mitchell, I'm like, you're doing the same thing. You know, it, like, I guess I just don't understand. I guess, and then I want to ask, I wonder who's getting upset. Like, as far as I want people to, like, find data about this. Like, okay,
what
is it, just a very small group of people that are upset, or is it more so like, is, you know, is there a lot of people that are actually upset?
It's Twitter and CNN.
My thing is though, like, okay,
and MSNBC,
man, I get that. I just don't understand, like, Twitter is just a small portion of the whole world, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, I think the most users it has is like 1 billion, but as far as active, I don't think it's that many. I think it's like in the millions.
Twitter's just the complain universe.
That's what, you know,
the complainiverse.
The complainiverse. That's so interesting because I want to say, I don't know if it's always been like that, but lately maybe it's hindsight and maybe not realizing it back then. But now it kind of feels like that's where people do just go to complain.
Yes.
Because it used to be, which it still is, Facebook was like a big place for people to complain and stuff. But I just, man, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And then plus, have you ever noticed, like, sometimes I'd be wondering if, like, the people who be posting tweets, if they're actually real people, or is it more so just like bots, or is it like, you know, about like, what are they called? Like meme farms. Have you heard of that? Where, like, they're like meme farms that are, they're people who are in other countries just posting these memes to get like traction and stuff.
I read some stat somewhere that, like, it was either 30% or 40% of Twitter was bots, but
that's crazy.
I feel like I don't come across that a whole lot. I think Reddit's also influenced in that way. This is kind of a different topic, but kind of the same thing. Do you know that people literally buy Reddit accounts and they try to manipulate the stock market with Reddit?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they'll have all these bot accounts and they'll have all these bot accounts talk about a stock.
Oh.
And then they'll just flood certain subreddits and certain places and try to get people to believe in something and buy something and manipulate and move the stock price.
That's crazy.
So if they like something, you know, they'll kind of pump it. And if they want something to go down, they'll just shit on it.
Dump it.
Yep.
That makes sense, though. It probably doesn't cost a whole hell of a lot of money to buy a bunch of accounts or buy bots and stuff like that. Ooh, excuse me. So it's just crazy to me. Do you think there'll probably be another artist or two that kind of tell people to remove? My thing is, though.
Probably.
So my thing is that I don't think it's going to have that much of an impact. I think what's going to happen is, this is what's going to happen. Maybe another artist, another like legendary artist, like a rock and roll legend or something, will be like, I'm also removing my music, right? And then, you know, to be honest, this also might drive up Spotify's like value, as far as like, now you're drawing attention. Well, people who didn't know about Spotify, what's Spotify?
Yeah.
And then who didn't know about Joe Rogan, now he gets more views and they bring in more traction.
Yeah.
And so it causes the opposite effect. Then what's going to happen is Joe Rogan is going to post something and he's going to be like, why don't y'all come talk to me on my show? And then that episode's going to shoot up. Then what's going to happen is they're probably going to agree to disagree or be like, okay, I understand now. Then Neil Young music streams shoot through the roof. And then all of a sudden now he's making even more money
on SoundCloud.
I don't even think he knows what SoundCloud is.
You know what's funny? Spotify has actually already censored Joe Rogan.
How's
they
that?
Didn't bring over, I think it's like 40 of his episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't want them on the platform. So they've already removed his controversial stuff.
That's crazy.
His stuff that's, you know.
Is it from like back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
They didn't bring over like, you know.
There's some episodes that I'm like, I'm probably like, they're probably not going to bring this. Even though it's like hilarious, you're kind of like, you're kind of edgy.
They wouldn't bring Alex Jones.
Of course.
There's some other ones. I forgot exactly what they were, but they were very controversial.
It's hilarious. My favorite episodes are usually when Tim Dillon is on. If you know Tim Dillon.
maybe he was one of the guys too.
He did a recent episode that he was on, and it was on there. But that dude is hilarious, and he kind of says a lot of stuff at like.
Is he kind of right wing?
You know, that's so interesting. I kind of feel like he might lean a little bit towards that way.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure. But he kind of seems like he gives off that energy. But at the same time, he doesn't mind calling people out. And so that's it's a very, very interesting. He's a very interesting character, and he's, mm-hmm. but he's super hilarious. I just love how crazy he gets. And like when he'll call people out. But
yeah, so they removed 42 of Rogan's podcasts.
That's crazy. 40. Those must have been bad out of 1,000 that he's done.
4 episodes of Chris D'Elia.
Of course. Okay.
Gavin McInnes. I think he was the founder of the Proud Boys.
Oh, okay.
You know, he also was one of the founders of Vice.
Oh, was he?
So one of the guys that founded Vice, he left Vice and started the Proud Boys. Yeah. Eddie Bravo, Alex Jones, and Milo Yiannopoulos.
I don't know who that is.
Controversial people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I do like his show, though, because he doesn't mind talking to people. Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
Yes.
That guy, like, I was actually trying to listen to an episode of his, but there was somebody, I was like, I don't like the way the dude talks sometimes. Not of what, more so what he's talking about, but the way that he delivers. He has this way, you know how sometimes people talk as if they know what they're saying is for fact.
He's kind of like, I'm better than you type vibe a little bit.
But yeah, but I try to ignore it, and I'll go back to the episode, and I'm still trying to finish it. But sometimes it's hard to listen to people like that.
I think I've seen some clips of him I like.
Yeah.
But I'm not super knowledgeable on him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think.
Is he a doctor? What is he?
I think he's something like that. Not a doctor, but I think he's either a psychologist or something to that effect, I think. I'm probably completely wrong. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. Scientists slammed Joe Rogan's podcast episode with Jordan Peterson as absurd and dangerous. He's a Canadian clinical psychologist, yeah. YouTube personality, author, and professor.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I guess my thing is,
I don't know, bro.
It's just a lot to me. Like, I guess my thing is, when someone says this is dangerous, that, for one, that's like really extreme language. They're taking it. They're like, this could be harmful, mm-hmm. you know, versus like dangerous. But then I'm like, okay, cool. Well, there's probably a million other things out here that are dangerous,
right?
That are deemed dangerous. But I guess maybe because of the spotlight it's under.
I don't know. It's kind of censorship. And then when you try censoring something, the people want to go look for it.
Of course.
They recently just got rid of like classic. There's this book. What is it? Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah.
Did they just ban Catcher in the Rye from?
I think so.
I read something about that. And then everyone's angry and upset. And they're like, yo, this is like an American classic. This should be taught in schools. I actually tried to read that not too long ago, and I didn't enjoy it.
One thing I think, speaking on that, like, so this is why I feel like this goes to the point for me of like, sometimes people are trying to kind of like, what is it?
Yeah, so it was banned because it contains foul language. The protagonist, a 16-year-old boy, swears throughout the book. I mean, you turn on TV and you're gonna get
nothing. On YouTube.
I mean, Euphoria, people are fucking
doing drugs
and yeah. Raping or beating people, man. I don't know, man. I like Euphoria, though.
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Euphoria?
No, it's just like, it doesn't seem appealing to me, bro. but it's probably me. So this is what happens, and you know, I think you know this about me.
Jump off that ledge, bro. Just do it.
I'm a contrarian most of the time, and so I like to be against things. When people say, you should do this, I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
I don't watch it. Don't ever watch it.
No, because then now I'm like, this feels like a trap.
Do not watch it. It's terrible.
Maybe watch it. Pick a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. No. It's funny because I'll see stuff on TikTok and about it, people will do like high school, it's whatever, and then I'll be like, man, get the shit out of my feed.
It's dope, I can't lie. I'm purposefully not watching season 2. I want to watch it all at the same time, so I'm trying to avoid spoilers and
maybe because drugs are in it, I'm like, why do I want to see people do drugs? That's not interesting.
It's more than drugs, though. It's
it's trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life.
It's teen angst and drugs and love and confusion and heartbreak.
Worst years of my life. No.
It's exciting.
What was I going to say? Oh, no. One of the last things, and we can go to something else, is one thing that I don't like is how you're just talking about the Catcher in the Rye, how they removed the book. Uh-huh. I don't like it when people try to, for example, when people try to erase history, for example. Mm-hmm. So, like, I get, it's my thing is, like, people shouldn't erase history. Like, they'll be like, no, we're not going to talk about certain things that happened in history because it's crazy. My thing is, well, you should talk about it because it's wild that it happened, but it's more so should serve as a learning lesson,
right,
for how shit played out in back in the day, because it's the reason why we're at this point now,
right,
you know? And so I don't like it when people try to remove stuff from, like, for one, Catching a Ride, they said curse too much. What are you talking about? There's worse books out there that kids could read, or kids could get to, kids could find porn magazines, and that shit would probably be more harmful to them than reading a curse word, you know? And so I just don't like it when people try to, I guess maybe it comes down to, is I think people are trying to build this utopia of everything's perfect. And I don't believe that that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Just because it's not, you're not living with everything, you know?
I agree, bro. I want to vote for you right now.
I'm running for, no.
Vote for Elias.
No.
Elias.
I probably would hate it. People probably wouldn't like me. Like, if I ran for, like, a president or, like, governor or something, they'd be like, he doesn't care. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
You Whoa, might. Wait. I'm not voting for you anymore, bro. Goddamn.
I was like, I just want to go home and play the piano and eat some tacos or something.
What are you going to do for the people?
I'm going to let them suffer and then also let them build character.
Damn, bro. Sounds like North Korea right now.
First of all, I didn't say I was going to take away anything.
Do we have to worship you?
No. Oh. I want them to leave me alone. Oh. So y'all can live your lives. Just live fair, you know. But anyway, enough of that.
Isn't it crazy that Joe Rogan is like the voice of, like, he's like the biggest news source? Or his views are...
You see that chart that he's the biggest, where everybody gets, the most majority of people get their news from his show?
No, I didn't see that.
Over CNN, over Fox, over
That's
all that?
That's why they're pissed at him.
he's getting all their views.
Some MMA guy.
Fear Factor host.
Comedian who, I don't know. It's so wild.
Yeah, and it's so crazy to me that, I guess it makes sense because the podcast got big, but he's more known for the podcast and his, like, comedy and stuff, even though he's a big comedian, you know? And so I think, yeah, they're probably just upset that people go to him versus coming to, like, the big networks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I see why. You got to think about it, too. Probably the reason why he became so big was because after a while, you remember, like, there, even now there's still the narrative of people are like, you can't trust the media. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, if we can't trust them, they're going to look to other people.
Yeah.
And he happened to be there, you know. And he's very much like, I don't like CNN. I don't like all these people, blah, 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 because they lie and... So on and so forth. I was going to say, did you see that there was a topic of... So the Batman movie's coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coming out. It's going to be supposedly 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people arguing whether or not that's a good or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing.
It's very interesting because I can see the perspective of both. Because, for example, some people say that the reason why it's three hours, one, they're trying to get people to come back to the theaters, right? Because they don't want movie theaters to die out. So the theaters and the production companies are trying to be like, we have to give them the bang for their buck. And then there was an argument for people who are saying that that's a bad thing because they think that most people, there's been a lot of people on, like, social media and stuff who talk about that they would rather have a 90-minute movie, something that's short and to the point, instead of having to sit in a theater for 3 hours just to watch one movie. And they would be more likely to come back if movies were 90 minutes, you know?
Can I just say something?
Oh, boy.
Can we stop judging stuff before it comes out?
Yeah.
Watch the movie and then figure out, oh, that's why it was 3 hours. Or, oh, damn, this was too long.
I'm actually interested to see this Batman.
Also, did you see when this came out, the Riddler?
Yeah.
And people hating on the way he looks? And they're like, oh, it's too dark, or, oh, it doesn't look right. Just wait till the fucking movie comes out. Like, stop complaining about...
Well, people love to complain. I've seen what... Actually, I'm interested.
I think it looks dope.
But it...
The trailer looked dope. Catwoman looks dope. I think she's going to be like a fire Catwoman.
Yeah.
It looks...
I think it's going to be supposedly... was it the director was saying that this is actually going to be a more gritty horror like.
Who's the director?
I have to look that up. I can't remember.
He's not like a known name, someone I would know.
I don't think maybe you would know. Let me see the Batman.
Dude, are you aware of Ezra Miller and what's going on with him right
Ezra
now?
Ezra Miller. Oh, is that the dude who plays the Flash?
Yeah.
What's going on?
We'll talk about him in a second.
Oh, Matt Reeves is the director.
Okay, I don't know him.
I've heard of him. I don't know what
else
he's done.
I've probably seen something that he's directed.
Let's see, Matt Reeves. He's done.
But dude.
Okay, so what's going on?
Ezra Miller, The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit far out there. He's
what, really?
I didn't realize how strange he was.
Oh, he's strange. I know he got into trouble, I think, a year or two ago.
What happened?
About supposedly sexual harassment on, like, a movie set.
Really?
Yeah.
But the only reason I'm talking about this went viral kind of recently.
Okay.
And then I went to his Instagram, and I was like, whoa. And I was talking with one of the guys at the house, and he was like, yo, this guy has, like, Charles Manson vibes.
Oh, really?
he's very strange, and I don't want to hate on him. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he put out this weird-ass, like, cryptic video about some KKK...
What the hell?
What's the name of a group? Some KKK, like, faction in North Carolina.
The Red Dragons? I don't know.
And he's basically like, yo, y'all need to kill yourselves, or we're gonna come kill you.
Whoa.
The video was weird as fuck.
It was in black and white. And
people were like, yo, we appreciate the message, but this is just weird and you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And then if you go to his Instagram, it's just, he's a strange cat.
I believe it.
I didn't realize he was,
Yeah, he's out there.
I don't want to say he's not mentally right, but it's a little...
You know, his actions kind of say different.
I don't know, bro.
That's crazy. I didn't know about that.
He seemed like a dope-ass actor, and I was hoping for The Flash to come out. And then I was talking to one of my other guys, and he was like, yeah, he's been the reason for, like, DC delays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some stuff has, like, been delayed because of him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's wild. Because, yeah, I just, like I was saying, I just knew about him having issues on set. I think it was the Justice League or some other movie set where people were complaining about him. Whether or not that's true, I don't know.
Dang.
But yeah, there's like a bunch of other things. He just might, I don't know. He might have, you know, some mental, non-functional thing. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to, hate on the guy, but
yeah, he seemed cool in the movies, but of course in real life, I don't know.
So on his IG, his bio says Tiger Swan.
What?
Call us environmental jihadists. And we love that for us.
Wait, hold on. What?
That's his bio.
Call us environmental jihadists.
And we love that for us. Just a little odd, man. Shout out to that guy, though. I don't want to hate him.
All of a sudden, you see him do a video. JRB, the producer.
I don't
want to
hate, bro. I think you're a dope-ass actor, bro. I feel like
he's been in anything else besides The Flash?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know about it, but he seemed like a dope Flash. I saw him and I was like, oh shit, that's Flash.
Yeah, he seemed cool.
Yeah.
And then, so speaking of...
I just kind of completely took that away from Batman.
You're fine. I'm sorry. No, I was going
to
say, Batman, I'm excited to see it because I think people fail to realize that, like, the way that it's going, Batman, you know, Batman actually is really dark, like, character. Mm. Like, his villains are basically serial killers and people who are crazy. So, the way that they're going... It makes perfect sense. I mean, would you rather have try this new Riddler or do you want to go back to Jim Carrey? Were you a big fan of the Jim Carrey Riddler?
I mean, I did love that as a kid, but I bet if I watched it right now, it probably wouldn't age well.
Yeah.
You'd probably look at it like, oh, this is a little
corny.
Yeah, but I'm excited for the new Batman. I'm not going to see it in theaters. I'm going to bootleg it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go to www.streammoviesonthething.net.2.
Warner Brothers is going to come knocking on the door.
Shout out to, you know...
Shout out to the plug.
I'm still trying to find a bootleg of Spider-Man, bro. I still haven't seen Spider-Man.
Oh,
have
man.
You seen Spider-Man?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm not going back to theaters.
And we're back.
We're back.
I was going to show...
Batman.
Actually, man, for me personally, of course, this is probably from childhood. I love the theater. I love going, grabbing popcorn and stuff. But...
I used to.
Man, I love it, man. It's so much fun. It's something for me, anyway.
I don't like strangers.
That's so. I think you know what. Now thinking about it, that's probably the only place I like being around strangers.
Really,
except for if they're loud.
Yes.
You know, unless it's a horror movie, Because if a horror, I understand you're scared.
It's an interesting topic. What location do you like to be around strangers?
I'd say, of course, movie theaters. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the gym. The gym is cool because everybody's there to work out for the most part.
I can't think of a location where I want to be around strangers. Every location seems better without people.
So are you saying that you want the world to blow up in pit there?
No, there can be a few.
I'm trying to think of where's somewhere that that you don't want people to be around.
Everywhere.
I'm trying to think somewhere that I don't want. I'm trying to think traffic. I'm gonna say traffic. I definitely don't want.
I don't want people on the roads.
Don't want people on the roads like that.
Damn, where would I want people?
Where would you want? The fair, the carnival.
Yeah, it might be a little spooky if I'm by myself. The atmosphere would probably not feel fun if you were the only person at the fair.
What if you were the only person at a basketball game?
might feel lonely. I feel like that's probably how Michael Jackson feels.
Used to feel.
He would be at Wonderland by himself.
Then he'd
be like, oh, damn, we need kids. We need some.
Oh, my God.
Well, the kids need to enjoy these rides in the giraffe.
That's hilarious.
Just one lonely guy there by himself at the fair.
Yeah, I still think.
I understand it now.
I still think that it's wild that he's probably the biggest, if not as far as like superstar status.
Mm-hmm.
That probably, I don't think anybody else is ever going to reach that.
What?
As far as like how famous he was.
Yeah.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Because you know, you remember like that old story that there's footage of it where he rented out a grocery store for a few hours so he could grocery shop, but he hired his friends and workers to so he could feel like it was normal type of thing. And so he couldn't even walk around, you know, a store by himself.
Yeah.
Because if not, he'd get mobbed.
You know what? I want people at the bank.
People at the bank.
I don't want to be there by myself.
That would be weird.
Because somebody comes in to fuck up the bank, then I'm like the only guy.
And they're like, give me the money.
You know, I'd feel in danger. But if there's 50 people in the bank, I'm just one of 50 people. Mm. I might make it out alive.
It'd be weird to go back a little bit. It'd be weird if you went to a basketball game where all the players are there, but you were the only one in the fans
section. Yeah, that would be a little strange.
they would hear you say everything, and you'd be cheering, yeah! And then you still have the guy up in the booth playing the dun-dun.
Did you see this recently, what Devin Booker did? So the Toronto Raptors, you know, Canada's really, they really clamped down on the whole COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, basketball games in the U.S., you know, fans are allowed. Right now, they've actually shut down, like, the Toronto Raptors. There's no fans allowed in the stands.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Phoenix Suns went up there to play, and near the end of the game, Devin Booker was shooting a free throw, and the Toronto Raptors mascot was like in the stands going, you know, just doing, you know, stupid shit like mascot stuff like miss. And Devin Booker complained to the ref.
Oh, wow.
And then the ref went and got the mascot and moved the mascot.
Wow.
And everybody was like, yo, he's soft. like you're telling me that you, because, you know, a regular arena, there's going to be thousands of people yelling miss and, you know, doing all kinds of shit. But there's only one guy, and then you complained about the one guy, mascot.
When you think about it, it actually might be harder if there's only one person there, because you only have one person to focus on versus like 20, 50, 1,000 people, because you can probably drown out that noise, but then having this one distracting raptor mascot there, maybe.
That was soft, bro. Soft.
That's funny. Didn't you say, though, that they were cool, though? He was like, no, we're cool. Like him and the raptor?
I don't know. They gotta be. If I'm the raptor, I'm gonna.
That'd be hilarious. It'd be funny if the ref said, you're out, and it kicked him out the game.
Soft, bro.
Can the ref do that?
The ref, yeah.
That's
funny. There's been a lot of fan ejections lately. Have you seen this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. One happened the other night with Carmelo Anthony. I guess the guy was maybe saying some racist stuff, and he kept repeatedly calling Carmelo boy.
Oh, wow.
He got ejected. Then there was another one a while back, where this girl got ejected. It's always with the Lakers.
Was it the one LeBron?
Yeah, you saw that one? Yeah. She said something about, like, I hope your kid dies in a car accident or something like that.
Christ.
She was like, I hope Bronny dies.
Wow. And she got kicked out. Get out.
There might have been another one recently, too.
Man, I don't know what it is if, like, for some reason, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of the times in sporting events like that, fans tend to like lose their shit. Like
you feel safer in a crowd.
Oh, they're not going to get me, right, type of thing. So I'm allowed to say some same thing with like football. and like people doing like saying some really foul and wild shit.
Right.
It's crazy. It kind of reminds me of just like the internet. You're like, well, I'm amongst these other million people, mm-hmm. so I can say outlandish shit. Speaking of football, do you see them games?
Those games were amazing.
So you had the Bills versus who was it? The
I don't remember
Chiefs.
Exactly.
It was the Chiefs.
That game was amazing.
Wild. Man, I was upset. I actually wanted the Bills to go. And then you also had the 49ers versus the Packers.
Yep.
Then you also had Cincinnati versus Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody won by field goal, if I remember right.
Everyone won at the buzzer.
It was a buzzer beater.
Yep.
I kind of feel like somebody was saying this too. This is the football segment where I feel like they might make a rule change for the playoffs where, cause I think everybody is complaining how whoever basically gets the coin flip is most likely
going
to win.
Yeah. Going in overtime.
And so kind of, they should do it like college where they each get a chance.
I agree. They should.
Cause I think that'll actually make it one more fair and a lot more exciting.
Yeah.
And so, and then plus, I mean, football people, they're going to make more money with like more people watching and I don't know. Probably money from advertisers during commercial breaks and shit like that. But it's really wild. So now it's, I think this weekend is, well, by this time, do you want to guess who won AFC and NFC championship?
I'm going to say.
Because you have the Niners versus the Rams, and then you have Cincinnati versus the Chiefs. That's
all
that's
left. It's going to be the Chiefs versus the Rams in the Super Bowl.
That's interesting because I think it's actually going to be the Rams versus the Bengals in the Super Bowl. I was actually thinking about this earlier where I actually liked the Chiefs like I think 2 or 3 years ago, but now I don't like them.
Why?
Because they kind of, they became what the Patriots once were.
How so?
So like, for example, there were some years long ago where Rams were winning a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody likes it when somebody just continually wins. Mm. So what ended up happening with Patriots started winning a lot.
Mm.
People were like, yeah, Patriots. All of a sudden, Patriots win a lot. Nobody likes that.
Mm.
Nobody likes to root for the champion. They were more so, I enjoy rooting for the underdog more so. Chiefs are amazing, but I want the Bengals to win because I feel like Cincinnati hasn't been to Super Bowl and went how long?
Yeah, they had a long streak where they just weren't good or didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow, he's been doing really good. So
I hope they can pull it off. But I wanted to see the Bengals versus the Rams, even though I kind of want the Bengals and 49ers, but I don't think the Niners can beat the Rams. They just have a great defense and stuff.
Mm.
And so, but I just don't want to see the Chiefs just because I'm like, well, you already got one.
Mm.
Let somebody else have it.
Pulling for them Chiefs, baby. Chiefs.
Hopefully, because like I remember, you remember, I think, who did the Chiefs beat last time? Because they won one. I can't remember who it was against.
I don't remember.
But I know when they lost to Tampa, when Brady first joined. But we'll see. So you're saying Rams, Chiefs. I'm saying Rams, Bengals. So we might be right.
Loser has to shave their head.
No. More, why'd you do loser has to shave beard?
Oh, I will never shave my beard. I'll trim it. I'll get it real low.
You're low?
I'll do that.
I mean, mine's already low, though.
Yeah.
Loser has to eat a pound of pudding. No.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Sounds enjoyable.
Chocolate pudding?
Loser mix. Has to...
loser, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. So, sports weekend. I'm excited. I think there's a game. It's Saturday when we're recording this, so there's like a game.
Is there one today and one tomorrow?
I think so. I want to say. And I think it's, I don't know who's playing. It might be the Bengals and, excuse me, and Chiefs today. Or does it say?
Oh, no. Both are tomorrow.
Okay. Never mind. Whoops. So tomorrow, it's going to be full day of football. Other than that, I was trying to think. There was something else. Oh, I thought of some dope tattoos that I was going to get.
What?
I think I told... Did I tell you one of these? I might have told you one, if not both.
You're going to get it on your forehead?
The Taco Bell symbol. They pay me a... Do you remember when that was a thing? When people would getting paid, I think corporate, like McDonald's or somebody, if you got their logo tattooed, you get paid.
Really?
Like, I think somebody got paid like $1,000. To me, I'm like, nah.
I get it like right, like, you know. Somewhere
you can hide it.
Yeah, somewhere people love, don't know about
your love for McDonald's or Taco Bell. Right?
What's it called? A love handle? What's
that? Oh, you talking about like above a your tramp butt? Stamp?
What? Yeah, I get a Taco Bell tramp stamp.
that is hilarious. The bell. That's hilarious. How much would a corporation like that have to pay you to get their tattoo?
It depends. Burger King, you got to pay me millions because I don't like Burger King, right? Don't fuck with Burger King. I fuck with Coca-Cola. I have an allegiance to Coca-Cola. I have a love for Coca-Cola. They could probably just throw me, you know, something small.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if they said, we want you to get a Coca-Cola tramp stamp. We'll give you $5,000 plus you'll get your own flavor of Coca-Cola made.
Fuck it, bro. Let's do it.
Call it the Jerry Coke.
The Jetty Coke. Damn.
The Jetty flavor.
I'm fucking famous, bro.
Oh, you have a little logo of you in like a little plane or something.
I'm with it.
That actually sounds dope.
What about you?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have an allegiance to any soda. Oh, no, that's a lot. I love Barks Root Beer, which I think Coke owns them.
Mm.
Now, if they paid me, I'm trying to think. I'm not going to lie. I probably wouldn't mind getting like a logo of that, like on my bicep. To be honest, I'm not going to lie to you because it's like, it's just root beer. But I do it for parts of me kind of feel like I need to get double digit. I'd say, but if they give me my own flavor of root beer, mm-hmm. I'd do it for 7,000 plus my own flavor of root beer.
Zamudio. The easy root beer.
And it's me sleeping. The logo is because you get tired after you drink it.
Okay. I can tell you put some thought into this.
I was going to say Taco Bell because I love Taco Bell. But, what if you got Taco Bell and you made your own taco?
Mm.
So they'd be like, you know, they have the bean burrito. Mm. They have the Jetty soft taco.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think the Coke still sounds better than the...
You know why it's called Taco Bell?
Mm-mm.
The guy that invented it back in the day, his last name was Bell.
Wow.
That's all it is.
Imagine if his name was like something else. Taco John. I'm like...
That's all it is.
That'd be hilarious.
Sorry, I took the conversation that way.
No, you're good. I can't remember there. Oh, yeah. So back to tattoos.
Yeah, what kind of tattoo?
Yeah, so I have this idea.
Mm.
So I've realized as I've gotten older that I actually like villains a lot, like as far as villains and comic book characters. I think they're more interesting and they're a lot doper to me because I like how they think. They just don't go about it the right way.
Mm.
But anyway, besides the fact. So on my hand, on my right hand right here, I want to get all 6 Infinity Stones.
Don't do it, bro.
And then one right here. And like that, I want to do it. I think really? It'd be dope, though. It's not going to be like big. It's going to be small stones. Kind of like as if it was the glove. Right? That's one.
Thanos.
Exactly.
Dang, bro.
Because he makes sense sometimes.
You're going to wake up every morning and just snap.
And then you're going to be like, why am I disappear? And then I had an idea for a Dr. Doom tat. I like Dr. Doom a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty dope. He looks dope as hell. Like just his evil and how smart he is. I thought he was dope.
Mm.
And then I think what was the other one? The other one. Oh, I don't think you would know this. There's this like squid, green squid, eyeball looking dude named Shima Gorath.
Shima.
Yeah, Shima. Everybody knows.
Good Shima. Yeah. I fuck with Shima.
Shima. Everybody knows Shima.
Hey, squid. You know what I'm saying?
But he's from like, he's from the comic books, like Marvel comics and stuff.
Who's his nemesis?
I want to say it's actually like Doctor Strange or something like that.
Okay.
Actually. But he looks dope as fuck. I always look at him and I want to say Gilgamesh, even though it has nothing to do with Gilgamesh.
Oh yeah, Gilgamesh.
Oh, Gilgi. Yeah.
I don't know who that is either.
That's the story that people always talk about. The Bible's based on Gilgamesh.
The Bible's based on Marvel?
No, Gilgamesh. No, so Marvel is separate from Gilgamesh. Gilgamesh is this old story that people are like, wait, this sounds like the Bible.
That's a squid.
The squid is not in anything. But for some reason, I was saying that Gilgamesh looks like that's what the squid's name would be.
I'm so lost, bro.
Don't worry about it. But it's just like this cool looking thing, and he looks dope. He's just like this alien. And okay. I was like, oh, I'd be dope to get that. And that's all I thought about so far. And so, but I know for sure I do want to get that because I think it'd be dope to have that and then just be like this and be and just go like that every day.
I don't know, bro. It's a little wild.
Imagine I do that before a fight. If ever I get into a fight, I go like, oh shit.
Somebody comes to rob you. You just go like this. They're going to be like, this guy's different.
This guy is crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm thinking of. But I gotta wait a little bit because I want to be sure. There's this Dr. Doom one that I know I do want to get because it's like related to MF Doom. So Doom. I'm like, that'd be dope. But
I want to get a ocean wave and a sun on this side, and then a mountain on either sides. Just very simple. I just wanted to be lines. Just lines.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it'd be dope. I probably will never get a lot of tattoos, but I always thought it'd be dope for someone to only have line tattoos. Like, no shading, just lines.
It's good. My partner, she actually showed me this tattoo artist who does kind of line arts, and it looks actually wild. It kind of looks like it looks like something you wouldn't think it would look like. And so it's like all connected, like
kind of abstract.
I wouldn't even say it's abstract. It's just, it's so smooth. Like, whoever the tattoo artist is, they're like very like fine. There's no crookedness or anything. It's very like smooth, and it just all connects. I'd have to show you afterwards, but excuse me. So, but yeah, cause I already have one, two, three, four, five. I have five now.
Okay.
You know, I just don't be showing them off cause I don't care about it. But yeah, cause you don't have any, right?
I have one.
You have one? Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
When?
I probably already showed it to you.
What is it? What's the tattoo of?
You know, we'll talk about that.
Oh. Remember that Coke tramp snap? Remember that? Yeah, that's what
I already got it, bro. They cleared the check.
They cleared. That's hilarious. That clap was really interesting.
They didn't feel right. They never feel right, man.
Yeah, because you always want to get that one clap that's like,
yeah.
You know, that clap.
My clap's just too weak, bro.
Anyway, it's that time.
It's that time. So E doesn't have a not all here moment.
Yeah, I've run out. I think you know what? No, I actually just remembered one.
You got one.
Yeah, I think, but can I say mine first, or do you think mine?
Sure.
Okay.
Mine isn't going to be great. I just remembered. But.
So, in college, you know, good old me, you know, I was kind of like a lover boy, as some would say. Just, you know, falling in love with women left and right.
Uncertified lover boy?
Uncertified lover boy. I had a certificate that said that, uncertified lover boy.
Anyway. Well, you had a certificate, but it expired.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and I didn't want to go get it renewed because I was like, no. But I remember, so of course in college, as most college students do, you know, when it comes to taking tests or like finals, you're always studying late, right? Okay. Staying up late at night. So whenever that time of finals would come around, the library usually closed before then, like around like 10 or 11 or something.
You got locked in the library?
No. No, it's not that crazy. But they would always stay late. Because finals kids are up late drinking whatever energy drinks just to stay up to study for however long to test. Anyway, in the library, it would always be like quiet and stuff. And I remember I was chilling with a group of friends there. And we were all just studying for like, some of us had the same class. Others were just there because we were just cool and, you know, wanted to just hang out and study. So I remember there was this girl who was there and I was just chilling. And I was like, you know, I thought she was cute. You know, I was like, okay, she's actually kind of cute. And I remember she kept looking at me and I'm like, it's not clicking with me. I'm like, why is this, like, do I have something on my face or, you know, what's going on? Cause most of the time, like, if you don't know, I'm always oblivious to things. And so I think she randomly asked me about like dinner or something like that. She's like, oh, do you like to go to dinner and stuff? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And she's like, do you have any favorite foods? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, I like this. He's like, yeah, but I don't really like corn.
Barks root beer.
Right. You know, Taco Bell. That's
you, you said, yeah, but I don't like corn.
Yeah, I said that. And
where do you like to go to dinner? I don't know. I don't like corn.
Because the topic, I think, came up with stuff that we don't like, right? Oh. And I said corn. And then I went into.
You don't like corn?
Not like in certain forms.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Nothing wrong with me. I'm the most sane person. You know? But we went into the topic and I literally went into a 15-minute conversation about why I didn't like corn. And she was like interested in the whole thing, right? And it's funny because I had a friend of mine, a good friend, he's sitting like across the table and he's just watching me talk. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this because of this. And she's like, oh wow, really? I was like, yeah, I don't like this, you know. But that's just like one of the things. Anyway, conversation goes, and they go, okay, well, I'm gonna head out, y'all. I'm gonna go to the room or whatever. And I'm oblivious, not knowing whatever. And I think I was walking back to my dorm and I was like, man, wow, I talked like 15 minutes about corn and how I don't like it. And my homie was like, yo, you know, she wanted you to ask her out. And I was like, no, I was just talking about corn.
Us men, we're pretty stupid sometimes, man.
And so then he was like, no, she likes you. And I was like, really? I was just like, no, she couldn't. And sure enough, like a month or two later, she was like, yeah, I do like him. I was like, oh, but we didn't have any chemistry.
You didn't take her out?
You know, I think I did take her out, but it was actually kind of boring. No.
You don't like corn tortillas? Like the
No. See, that's what I was saying. So I don't like corn when it's like on the cob, or corn like in the little kernels. I don't like them like that. Like corn tortillas are fine. Corn chips are fine. But when they're like the whatever, like the little kernels by themselves as a side by themselves with nothing else, I'm like, no, I don't want that.
You got dropped as a baby.
Boy, I think I did.
Who but doesn't like corn? Dang, bro.
There's probably people, bro.
That's wild. You know, I got locked in the library once.
For real?
Mm-hmm. So this isn't my not all here moment, but I'll just say it. So at Clemson, you know, the library, it wasn't 24 hours. Sometimes it would close.
Yeah.
And the Clemson library was like deep as fuck. Like the basement was like 3, 4, maybe 5 levels. Maybe not 5. But you could go way deep.
Yeah.
But when they closed the library, they would like double check and, you know, try to make sure everybody was out of there. But I would go to like the deepest part of the library just to get away from people.
Wow.
Just because it felt so dope down there.
Yeah.
It even smelled different. You know that book smell?
Yeah.
Like just dingy old paper. I don't know what it is, but I'd go hide in the library and then came up to the top and, you know, I'd go in there and study or do whatever, play around on my laptop or something. You know, you could get these little like cubicles or these little desk things. And then when it was time to leave, I went up to the top and it's like, oh, you can't leave. It's like locked.
Uh-huh.
And so but I was lucky. There was another person that was like locked in there with me.
Oh, wow.
And there was a number. We just had to call the number. And then someone came and eventually opened the door for us, let us out.
Holy shit.
Maybe it was a cop. It might have been a police officer.
That's hilarious.
That had a key that came and opened the door for us.
Oh, wow.
How dope would it have been if it was a girl, though? And then, you know, I could have talked to her about corn. And
oh, my gosh.
We could have started a relationship. That would have been real dope. Like, oh, me and you are locked in the library.
You know, things happen for reasons.
Baby, let's go back down to the basement.
And talk about corn.
Study a little bit. And
study look, some corn.
But, okay. So I got, all right, I'm going to let you pick.
Okay.
Topless mermaid or seizure?
Oh, interesting. Let's go with topless mermaid.
Topless mermaid. Okay. So one day, me and my mom, we're actually driving. We're in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a surfer shop. They sell like, you know, dope surfer clothes and surfboards and all that stuff. Well, anyway, they had this mermaid out front. It was like grand opening of the show.
Okay.
Not the show, the store.
Yeah.
And there was actually a topless mermaid. She was beautiful. I'm serious. Gorgeous.
Okay.
And she had on pasties. You know what I mean?
Was this a real person?
A real person.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a statue.
This wasn't a statue. This was a girl.
Oh, okay.
Dressed as a, you know,
mermaid,
the whole
of course.
Fish.
The whole get up.
The whole thing. Yeah. One, you know,
tail.
Fish.
Yep.
And then topless with the
pasties
with
on.
The seashells so, on her boobs.
And you was like, whoa.
Beautiful. Beautiful dog.
You went from mom.
But anyway. So we're driving and, you know, I see it. But then somebody else saw it too. They literally got in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
Because the guy was looking.
Didn't pay attention.
Just ran into somebody. Because there was like a traffic light right there. And the girl was out there, you know, promoting the store and holding the sign or whatever. She was gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
And this guy, he was just looking too hard.
Oh, my God.
And he got in a car accident right there. I feel bad for that guy. How embarrassing is that? To get in a car accident right there in front of this girl. And then you got to get out and exchange info. And then the person you wrecked, you're like, oh,
she probably, I'm not honest, she probably like, oh, I got it. She probably feels flattered.
She had it. She had it,
you
bro.
You know, it's men, we're real interesting, man. I swear, it doesn't take a lot to.
Real interesting, bro.
To distract us or make us happy. At least I like to think.
I'm just glad I didn't get in a car accident.
I can only imagine. And you said you were with your mom too.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom do the mom thing? Cover your eyes. Did she do that?
No, I was growing up.
Oh, okay.
Growing
she was like, Jetty, don't look.
No. I don't remember what the conversation was.
Lord. Well, that's interesting.
But yeah. Shout out that girl.
Shout out to wherever she is.
It's real interesting.
Anyway, that's episode 51 of the Not Out Here
We
got to
do something special next time.
Next time, yeah, for 52.
I don't know what we
got
to do.
I got it. I'll get 50, what is it, a case of playing cards because it's 52 cards, and I'll yell, 52, pick up, and then throw it in the air, and then it all comes down like confetti.
What does that mean?
I really don't know. I just remember hearing it as a kid.
I don't know what that is.
But thanks to everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Episode 51. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Really helps us reach out to new listeners.
Take that, Neil Young.
Take that. Follow the podcast on Instagram, Not All Here Podcast. Follow Cool Ass People. Follow our personal pages, It's Easy L and Jetty.
JRB the producer on all the platforms. But first, unfollow Neil Young.
Unfollow Neil Young. Damn, bro.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Now he's going to come after us.
I shouldn't have said that.
This Not All Here Podcast. But other than that, man, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.